In listening to the good employers know how to get the best ideas out of their team members. They don't say to them, I have all the good ideas. They go, well, these people are on the front line. They're the ones that really are seeing what's going on. And creating an environment where people are willing to bring up those crazy ideas that aren't so crazy. They're the ones talking to the customer every day, and they know where the rubs are. If an owner can get that information back to them, one of the things that, as I say, you want to have as many of your team members behaving as if they were the owner of the business. Mm. If you can make that happen, that's what you want to have happen. I just wrote a blog about an experience Barbara had recently where she went in with our leased vehicle into the dealership to have some maintenance done. And the service check-in person looked us up in the computer and said, well, I noticed that last time you were in, you were charged for something that you shouldn't be charged for. It's part of your lease program. I'm going to do the paperwork to get you a refund of the service that you had done 2 months ago. And I thought, are you kidding me? I mean, just think of that story. And I mean, I'd love to go tell his boss that he's got like a diamond here. Because that guy that I've told this story to probably 20 people already, and I'm writing a blog about it. That's the kind of impact you can have if your people behave as if it's their company. Those are the best companies. Southwest Airlines is a great example of that. Yeah. It's just an amazing company.
Would you say that those tightly oiled teams, if you will, would make the best candidates for capital investment?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's where I would put my money on the team. It's the people team. And you get the ideas, and no matter what industry you're in, I was in a meeting the other day, and they were commiserating on how their industry is changing and whatever and whatever and whatever. And it wasn't my part of the agenda, so to speak. So I was just thinking about it and listening. And I thought, you know what? All your competitors are in exactly the same place. I mean, if it's changing, it's changing for all you guys. So it's like, who's going to figure it out?
Right.
It's up to the people that listen to their clients or customers and really understand what do they want and what are they willing to pay for what they want. And then you need to deliver that to them because that's the reality. Most of us aren't going to have some proprietary that we have that no one else can offer. We're going to have competition. In everything I do with clients, I assume there's competition, which is the famous Edward Deming, who is the king of quality, was quoted as saying that competition is actually good. And when I first heard that, I thought, what is he talking about? And then the more I digested it and soaked in it, it's like, yeah, with competition, we're all better. If I thought what I did, I had no competitors, I might not be as good knowing that I have all kinds of competitors. And that's all part of business to me. That's right. Business at its essence.
You reminded me of back in one of the communities in Southeast Michigan when they put up one of these first automotive malls where all the different dealerships the different makers all landed in one strip. And the normal mindset would go, oh my gosh, all the competition decided to be together. But really, it's so smart. They made a market for all of them, some sort of multiplying.
Yeah, there's actually a concept called beer on the beach. If you put two beer stands at either end of a beach, they will get less business than if you put them next to each other.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Restaurants. Wow. In the local town where I live right now, we're seeing it. We had one or two really prominent restaurants. There's several new ones. If you go interview the original restaurant owners, they now have more business because the other restaurants that have come in have attracted more people that dine out. It's counterintuitive, but it is the way that it works.